Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. The starting gun went off somewhere around January 1st. Now it is time to watch as SAP attempts to deliver the 10,000 customers it predicted for Business by Design, the company's on-demand ERP product aimed at the smaller side of the mid-market. SAP Chairman and CEO Henning Kagerman set that challenge for himself at the Business by Design announcement last fall. But it is going to take a lot of work and rebranding on SAP's part to hit 10,000 customers by the 2010 target date. It could also take just as much work on the part of its competitors to convince mid-market CIOs that software as a service is an ERP option worth considering. Turns out mid-market CIOs and IT purchasers are hesitant to jump on the software as a service bandwagon. Forrester analyst Ray Wang says their fears are varied and not necessarily justified. But even as the concept gains some ground, an ERP purchase in the mid-market today is still way more likely to be an on-premise product. SAP last fall claimed 40 pilot and 20 live Business by Design customers. Now Vice President and General Manager Martin Marugel says there are more than 150 customers. By Design is aimed at companies with 100 to 500 employees. 2 months into 2008, it has been introduced in the U.S., Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and China, with 20 more countries expected. But Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies Consulting in Massachusetts said 10,000 customers is a lofty goal, and one SAP is unlikely to attain quickly. Potential customers Kaplan talks with say they are happy SAP is getting into the software as a service game, but aren't yet convinced that Business by Design is as wonderful as promised. Wang said the 10,000 goal is definitely achievable, but will require a new style of sales force. A recent SearchCIOMidMarket.com survey found that although 22% of CIOs plan to purchase an ERP system this year, only 9% of those plan on a software-as-a-service product, and 15% plan on a hosted product. A full 52% plan to use a traditional on-premise product, and the rest selected, I don't know. A similar survey conducted by Wang last year turned up nearly identical numbers. Wang said the downright dismissal of software-as-a-service as an ERP option was most often because of concerns over integration, security, cost, performance, and lack of customization to a business's needs. The mid-market, he said, is waiting for enterprise companies to prove on-demand ERP works. What Wang finds striking about consumer fears is that software-as-a-service ERP products are likely to provide cost savings and that security is adequate. The hesitations, he said, are unfounded. Marugel is finding that many potential Business by Design customers are initially closed to the idea of an on-demand ERP. But he said those persuaded to hear the pitch are turning to the program, primarily because of cost savings. Business by Design costs $149 per user per month. That means SAP and other companies will need a lot of market education to conduct during the uphill fight to fulfill the buzz of software as a service as the future of ERP. Bill Davis, CIO at Grafton School, Inc., a Winchester, Virginia nonprofit healthcare company and special education company serving developmentally disabled youth, is one mid-market IT leader trying hosted ERP. Davis cited cost, as well as mobility between Grafton's multiple campuses and 12 assisted living homes, as reason to go with a product that can be utilized through a web connection. But he decided not to go with a major vendor like SAP, primarily because a 600-employee Grafton requires a very customized product. Working in such a specialized field, Davis hasn't seen many of the big ERP vendors come his way. Those that have aren't offering the customization he needs. So his 20-person IT team is implementing CareLogic, a product from Nashville, Tennessee-based Qualifex System, Inc. It is the first ERP project implemented at Grafton. Even with the low interest numbers in the mid-market, it is unlikely Business by Design and the similar offerings under work will disappear or crumble under the weight of hype. Kaplan expects adoption in the mid-market will be slow until more success stories come forward, soothing the concerns of CIOs. Wang sees the overall industry tide of software as a service ERP picking up speed, but doesn't see a huge market conversion anytime soon, but does expect it will be a dominant force in about 5 to 7 years.